5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sink!
Hello everybody and welcome to TTV episode 163.
Mardi Gras.
No! No, we were gonna do one episode! There's no bang, there's no X, there's no bar. We're gonna do one episode, Viper. You gotta mess it up.
It would've worked. Not wrong. But no, how's it going, everybody?
Well, I made it for an episode this time, so pretty good.
Minor accomplishment for a bit of a scrub tier life.
You really want to continue with that sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what SLCC stands for, Scrub Life Comic Con.
Amazing. That's great.
That
was a
just
great
thinking.
Experience. MUX was a really cool guy. It was awesome to finally get that loss off my hands. It was burning a hole in my boxes.
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for me, too. And I'm not short, by the way. Okay? He's just tall. He's tall.
You're kind of short.
He's tall. I'm average!
Okay.
You're average.
Average story of LJ's life.
Meso, okay, listen.
Is that the first time the girls laughed at you for being average?
Listen, I'm a very standard height, okay? Kahi and Viper over here are like the munchkin tribe.
Yeah, I'm tiny, so why are you complaining?
Well, exactly. Viper's average-ish for a female, and I'm average-ish for an Asian,
requirement
so...
Back.
Listen, I just remember Takuma's tweet saying, like, he weighs the same as me, yet he's, like, almost 6 foot. If not that.
Man, you're throwing him under the bus just like that?
Yeah.
Or you think I'm a weirdo? Wait until you see Takuma. Weighs the same as me, he's, like, 6 foot tall.
Not quite, I'm like 5'10", 5'11".
Almost 10 foot. No, not 10 foot.
Almost 10 feet.
Oh my god.
He's Takuma's master chief.
No, that is a freak. That's pretty,
I literally don't have all my bones.
Before we get
too far. Pretty impossible.
Let's go ahead and intro ourselves. I'm Mesna.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And once again, this is TTV 163. Continue.
I'm actually surprised that went off so well without a hitch when we didn't have VAR and we did have Kai.
That's
a good
point. Yeah.
I'm a professional, man. Look at me. Well, I got my professional shirt on.
I'm just saying, there's been several times where you kind of hiccups around you.
LJ, I've heard you have a beef with us.
All right, yeah. Oh, so I haven't listened. So I guess it was the last episode. If it wasn't the last episode, it was the one prior to that. You guys were talking some smack about me about Salt Lake Comic Con. I hear
you're talking Comic-Con. Smack about me.
Is this true? Salt Lake Comic Con was fantastic. The meetup, while it didn't go. Okay, here's how this went.
It went fine. Okay, this is where it went bad.
Okay,
this is where it went bad.
So here's the issue. We originally had lined up approximately 5 people. And
do you want to throw them under the bus or no?
No, I don't remember their names.
I'm ready.
Give them a shout out.
Two of them dropped out because of schoolwork on a Saturday. Okay, if you're doing schoolwork on a Saturday, you're probably gonna get good grades. Good job.
Yeah,
but
good job.
Asians represent.
How do you know they're Asian?
I'm not Asian.
I'm not saying.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
Asian
that good grades. I'm saying good grades. You said you're gonna get good grades.
Oh
I'm like,
my
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah.
You say
gosh,
the most racially charged things.
Actually,
no, I'm not.
No, hold up. I just remembered, before you get on with your stupid spiel, I'm going to do our mandatory plugs.
Oh, I forgot about the plugs. Let's do the plugs.
Fair point. Go ahead.
All right, so as per usual, if you would like to check out this podcast, I already botched that.
If
you're watching this on YouTube, you're a week behind. The latest episode of the TTV podcast, episode 164, is available for free on Vessel at vessel.com/the TTV channel. And if you would like to become a paid subscriber for only $3 a month, you can access all of our videos 1 week early on Vessel. It's a great platform. We love the service, and you help us out quite a lot to continue doing what we're doing.
No, you help us out more than just quite a lot. You help us out.
Yeah, you're right.
You
exponentially.
Exponentially. You
the paid
are worth
subscribers
like maybe
who watch on Vessel, and even just the people that watch our stuff on Vessel. They're great people.
They're basically worth 100 views on YouTube. You really are.
Maybe
basically.
I should stop responding to stuff on YouTube and only respond to stuff on Vessel and make people
oh,
mad
no.
at me. Make
no.
mad at me.
You know what? We really wanted people to go over to Vessel so much, we made Takuma an exclusive.
Yeah,
wow,
pretty much.
Just imagine if that was the case. Like, that would be...
I'm not sure I'm
that'd be quite controversial.
With, I mean, already. But then to have...
Takuma's dealt with some interesting issues lately. But I will say... There are exclusive things we like. We're trying to do more stuff in Vessel that's like exclusive. So if you go on Vessel right now, and you know you get the early access stuff, if you pay the $3, you can do that. Not only do you help us out a bunch, and we're able to do more, and we're able to pay everybody here more, and keep the lights on in our building, but you can also get access to the after
the
show, which is only available to people that are in the three like the subscriber window. So you have to pay $3 a month in order to get the exclusive podcast.
It's basically a secondary podcast that we do.
We literally record
TV talks. Link
we record it after the podcast that we just do. So after this podcast, if there's something that like we don't touch upon or that you know you want to see like hear us go up on, we'll do that immediately after in the
or
after
if you
show.
Just want to hear us kind of how we normally are because
right,
we sometimes forget
scenes.
That we're recording and we just
so,
slip into
this
our
is literally how we are in real life.
It's basically
like,
us roasting people after the podcast.
The
and
after
then the other thing,
hey guys, this is this cool video? Post this. Let's watch.
Hey, look at this. Watch this video. Doesn't it cool?
Speaking of video, though, most importantly, if you want to watch Book Club on Vessel, you're gonna get a treat because you're gonna get to see all of our beautiful. Well-chiseled faces.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from LJ.
Have you ever wondered what Viper or Takuma look like? Actually, technically speaking, LJ has the most chiseled face out of us all.
Exactly. Yeah, that is
because
okay,
it's literally
that's
his,
true.
The back, the bottom
let's,
of his mouth is literally
let's,
flat.
Let's
like
really
a,
be honest, though. Even without the mask on, it still looks like someone took a sledgehammer and chiseled to his face.
Oh, yeah, they did a great job.
It looks
he
like,
looks like
I mean,
one of those Roman statues.
LJ looks like cardboard. I don't know if he wears a cardboard
except
mask. His face is a cardboard
mask.
Yeah,
except
mask.
With clothes. He's like...
And then also you can check out our shirts at startuptvpodcast.com and our Audible trial at audibletrial.com.
He's like this, like the audience is going
just
to hear you do that pose. Like, they're going to hear you do this.
They're going to hear me posture.
Okay.
They are.
And that's the end of the plug.
That doesn't even make sense.
Right.
They're going to hear me pose as well.
Back to the hashtag
continue
with
your
out.
Dumb nonsense.
Yeah.
The hashed out, drag out, whatever, garbage.
Thank you. Okay. So we had about 5 people lined up and 2 of them dropped out due to schoolwork on a Saturday. Well, we had an uncertain individual who wasn't 100% sure he was going to be able to make it because of the park we ended up going to. So I was like, okay, that may or may not work. I don't really know. And then I have a schedule change where I need to go back to my homeland by boat, obviously.
Yes.
By a certain time and so on and so forth.
Air balloon.
So I go ahead and I contact MUX in private via email because he's the guy I absolutely had to see because he won a loss.
Only because you manufactured that as like somebody you could meet.
No, that was not
no,
it.
Actually,
I
is
offered. Ask for loss to be given to him in person. You and me were like, oh, hey, you want to just
like,
give
hey,
it to
I'm
him in person
it.
While
yeah,
in the area?
Like, but I heard that he was really looking forward to it. Anyway, so... I absolutely had to meet him because we had set that up, and I said, hey, listen, there's a schedule change, I'm not really sure anyone else is going to be there, let's meet an hour early.
It was your first mistake.
Okay, first
did
of all...
Did you, like, go anywhere? Did you just say hi and take a picture, or did you, like, wander around Comic-Con or whatever and had a subway or something?
Here's the thing, we
had
went to a park...
Yeah, I'm sure Aldrin had a subway.
Yes,
yeah,
I
I'm
had
sure
a subway.
He had a subway. That would make it perfect.
So we went
sponsored
to
by Subway.
No, it's not. So we went to a park called Pioneer Park.
Subway.com/the TTV channel.
And the reason that Pioneer Park was regarded as kind of a bad idea was because it was kind of a bad idea. It is a sketchy...
Well, like the actual Pioneers.
It wow. Okay, it was a mess. That was a sketchy park. There are all these people walking.
There are people drawing on like pads. And sketching
no, no. Okay. So a story that MUX told me is that there is this homeless guy. He was wandering around. He was walking past a tree, and at the base of this tree was a pile of ice cubes. And so what this homeless guy did is he picked up an ice cube. He plopped it in his mouth. I was like, oh, I really like that ice cube. He took a handful of ice cubes. And went, hooray! And threw him into the air!
What?
And they rained down on him.
What is
this? Why?
And then, from my vantage point, my story was there was this there's two homeless guys. One guy started urinating on a tree. The other homeless guy saw him urinating on said tree, went to another tree right next to him, and started urinating on that tree.
What are these dogs?
One was taken.
Exactly.
These dogs? Are these people, like, they've had a brain transplant from a dog to a human?
Yeah, they're marking their territory.
And they're just wandering around parks and doing really weird, primitive things.
So, okay, here's... I want to paint you the picture, okay? The LJ's team right here. This is a park. A really sketchy, trashy park. There are two... There's a homeless guy in the background, and he's throwing up ice cubes. Okay, into the air.
He's throwing up ice cubes.
He's throwing,
ice cubes.
He's throwing
ice cubes. Ice cubes are always all over the place. There's a homeless guy urinating at a tree. There's another homeless guy watching him urinate and going to another tree and unzipping his pants to do the same thing to another tree. And in the middle is LJ with a cardboard mask and probably like a flannel shirt and another kid, and he's like, Hey, kid!
And he's holding a lost set.
You want to buy some Lego sets? You want to buy some more Skull Spiders? That's the meetup at Scrub Life Comic
Con. And you can continue giving picking bones with us, LJ. After telling us that.
Scrub Life Comic Con.
Yes, so, but the actual meetup was fine. Took a picture with MUX. We sat
down.
Yeah,
the homeless guys in the background. Dude, yes. Should have turned and they're not like.
I want to make something clear. I was
waving
never,
the camera.
I never went to the middle of the park. I stayed like right next to a sidewalk, like right next to a curb. So in case I had to run into traffic and get hit by a car first, that way I could.
Maybe if the homeless guy tried to pee on you, you could run into
exactly.
a car and commit suicide.
Exactly. But the actual meetup went very well. We sat down, we chatted, we had a great time. We were there for like 45 minutes, and then I had to get going. Then I learned later on, two additional members showed up after the fact. And they didn't know
what
was going on.
There wasn't even a reason to go there. They had to experience
that
weird park.
That you were
going to
change?
With no result whatsoever.
I couldn't, because
by the time they showed up, it was all happiness and sunshine.
Because any normal person would have posted on the phone, on their message boards, and gone to their phone and be like,
yes,
oh, sorry guys, I'm gone.
I'm post on the message boards with a phone that looks like...
That's my point!
Yes.
You have a stupid phone, like it's 2002.
And I love it! Okay, my stupid
well,
phone.
Well, at least you could defend yourself.
In your mind, the Borg have just
the
come out,
people.
And Attack of the Clones is just gonna be showing in theaters.
If
your
the homeless
phone.
People attacked you, you could throw the Nokia at them, and it could knock
the
them out
Nokia.
For a couple hours.
Nokia.
The Nokia? The Nokia!
No,
That's pretty much what it was. What he showed us. It's a Nokia.
No,
that kind of like brick.
They're
phone,
saying that
like...
Americans pronounce it Nokia, even though it's not
Nokia.
An American term.
I thought it was Nokia.
I thought it was IKEA.
Listen, I don't care.
IKEA, that's a furniture store.
He doesn't Kia.
Okay,
doesn't
that's
Kia.
It. We're done.
Why
we're done.
They?
We're
anyway,
done. We're done.
Yeah, so
I'm done. Goodbye.
It wasn't the most ideal situation, and if I'm going to go there again next year, I'm definitely going to do a lot better planning and publicizing and maybe a better park, and maybe
you
I
realize
won't
the park choice
maybe.
Is probably why some of the parents
hope
didn't
to
want
God.
The kids to come, right?
I hope to
exactly,
God that you're
that's
like,
what
you're
I was
not.
Just thinking.
That's
like
current
that.
Assumption.
Wait, that park?
But you see, I'm not
I'm
a
sorry,
native.
You're not going.
I don't live there. I live in the void, so I don't know anything about...
So why
area.
Do you ask people in the message
boards? I'm gonna do you
a
favor. I'm gonna do an experiment.
Okay.
I am gonna go to Google.
Right.
I am gonna type in "Is Pioneer Park good?"
Pioneer Park review, and then it'll come up with an exclusive park review website.
Don't know one way or the other. Is Pioneer Park sketchy? First result. 3 out of 5. It scares the crap out of me any other time with all the sketchy peeps chilling there. But it's a nice park.
That was peeps. The kid as soon as he left the park. It's like, there's some sketchy stuff going on in there.
There's
Pioneer
a guy,
Park.
There's some homeless guy's peeing. There's a guy with ice cubes. There's this kid
there's
in a stupid mask.
God,
I'm so
Pioneer
sketchy. What's
park,
going on here,
it
man?
Is unsafe to walk through at night. Pioneer Park, great for concerts, sketchy at times. The issue is that there's a large homeless population in the area, and after trying to have, and then they go on and go on. Safe and dangerous places in Salt Lake City. Pioneer Park has earned a dangerous reputation for drug traffic. It took me 10 seconds!
But listen, you know what? Listen, Meso, hold up, hold up.
Ice cubes.
I'm going to guess you know that the major flaw not have much of a market there.
The major flaw in your argument there
is that
LJ could have just taken 10 seconds out of his day to find out if this park was sketchy. But he'd have to use Google in order to do it.
Were you using Google, Meso?
Yeah.
Were you have using Google? Google?
I was using Google, admittedly.
Exactly. LJ is not used to like a normal person being like, oh, I wonder if this is safe or not. I'll go check the one thing in the world that has every answer in the internet. Nope, he's I'll try LJ's browser of choice.
I'll check out Bing. Or Yahoo.
No. LJ's gonna use that one
start
that one
page
that doesn't track your private information.
I don't know what it does. It's just I like it. Okay, just leave me alone, Kyle.
Same results on start page.
Same results. But anyway,
Salt Lake City's Pioneer Park.
So now you have no excuse. So you literally just took no effort.
Is this part sketchy?
Salt Lake City's Pioneer Park slipping back to desperate days.
Also, a news article. Of course, you would, Takuma. You would link in our chat, Skechers.com.
Skechers, the shoe that breathes.
Nike got no.
That
kind of
creeps me
park.
Out, the fact I'm putting my feet in something that breathes.
Yes. Anyway, that's my story. Better luck next time. Maybe some other events we can chat to people.
I love how you're like, you started this off as, I have a beef to pick of you. And not only do you not pick any beef of us, you justified our beef entirely.
Okay, first of all, the term is...
Now we
I have
even
a,
more beef. You didn't tell us there are people urinating in front of you. That is not a thing that we joked about. That's beyond and above what we were joking about in an episode.
Okay,
yeah,
see,
you decided to just quietly keep that part out.
It's not that I decided to keep it out. It's that I haven't been here to tell it. Also, Kahi, for the record, it's a bone to pick with you, and we have a beef. It's not a beef to pick with you. You're not picking beef.
We're picking beef off
you don't
the trees.
Pick beef?
The beef
trees.
You don't have beef trees in your country?
Beef trees.
Yeah. My goodness. But anyway, so that's my story. We have more pressing matters to attend to.
Like Bionicle? Yes.
Yeah.
Keyword,
trigger word, Bionicle.
All right. Everything we have, one hashtag.
Yep, one hashtag. Netflix hype. That's pretty much all it all boils down to in the end.
Okay, now let's talk about Netflix.
The Journey to One has been announced, confirmed for a Q1 2016 release date. It's a Bionicle original Netflix series, 4 episodes, runtime currently undetermined. It is fantastic news. I absolutely love it.
Meso, how is... Okay, you said before that you want a TV show for Bionicle. How great of a news is this for you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably an 8.5.
Why is it not
fantastic?
Out of all
Because it's only 4 episodes.
Oh, okay, no, that's a good point. You're right.
Yes.
What if each
and it
episode
all
is like 2 hours long?
Then it's instantly forgiven. If it's 1 hour long, it's forgiven. And if it's 45 minutes, it's forgiven.
Right.
If it's 22 minutes, then it's like... That still shows because... There's sirens outside. I hear that.
They're coming for you, Meso.
If it's 22 minutes...
Bad boy, use Google.
Then that's roughly on the equivalent of Hero Factory's first miniseries. Which shows that they have about as much faith in Bionicle as they did Hero Factory, and not as much as Ninjago or Legends of Chima, or bafflingly, Nexo Knights, which has just been confirmed to be receiving a full-fledged Cartoon Network TV series via an advert in the Australian Lego Club.
Here's what I'm excited about. Number one, I mean, we've all talked about this before. Netflix, I'm way more excited for a show being on Netflix than I am on it being Cartoon Network. 100%.
Yeah.
One, definitely. Anybody can go and watch Netflix on the line. Any of the people online. Well, I guess you have
on
to have a Netflix
line.
Account.
But you need an account.
You don't. A lot of people I know don't have cable. I didn't have cable until like this month. But anybody that has an internet connection that's listening to us can go and buy, you know, a Netflix account. And most people already do have one. You know, Netflix is super popular. Number two, TV's dead.
Yeah, Cartoon Network kind of sucks.
I don't know if that's
dead,
but it is
like, I know
dying.
There's some
it's
shows
okay,
that
right.
are
getting
dying
there.
On there, but...
It's bleeding out slowly in like, the corner.
So, having an online show
guys,
is the
I'm
future of media.
Quiet, Jimmy
so on the
Kimmel.
Wall, the Netflix is just like, bye, TV.
pretty much.
He drives in his Porsche. He's like, oh, hi, TV. What are you saying? I was going to be unsuccessful? Okay, bye.
Punching the car. Okay, Kai is Netflix in this instance, and Cartoon Network is the hobo on the street that Kai punches.
You know, I remember when they first said, like, Netflix just did DVDs, remember? Like, they would just send out DVDs, and that was the original draw to Netflix, is that they did that. And then they switched to streaming, and some guy was like, the CEO was like, well, we've always meant to be a full-on streaming service. And so people are like, oh, come on, really? You thought you predicted that much? He's like, well, look at the company name. Netflix.
Good point.
Yeah.
But no,
I couldn't argue with that. But... hey,
if the runtime is proper, this will be the best thing ever. This will be better than a movie could have been.
No, definitely. Way better than the movie.
Yeah,
and also,
than the movie, definitely.
I don't know who's producing this. Do you know?
We don't know anything about the cast or crew.
All we know, unfortunately, is who is not producing this.
Yeah.
No.
And I suppose this is as good a place as any.
No.
We don't know, like, with 100% absolute confirmed certainty that hasn't, like, been confirmed in a press release, but... I did briefly converse with Merlin Mann on Twitter, and I'll post the link to the tweet in the description below. The impression he gave is that he will not be working on The Journey to One.
Right. He said that he would have to now watch Bionicle as a fan, implying that he wouldn't be working on it, you know, as an actual production.
And
movie,
he's hopeful to return one day, but does not. You know.
Merlin Mann.
All I can hope is that whoever is involved with the new show is as in tune with the community as he is, because he had good social media presence and he also, you know, knew how to communicate to the fan base very well.
But most importantly, he was our friend.
He was a great guy. I thoroughly enjoyed interacting with him on Twitter and on of our interviews and all that stuff, and hopefully that's not going to stop anytime soon. I hope he's still active
hopefully
on Twitter
not.
And stuff.
Yeah, we should try to ask him if he wants to come on the podcast again before 2016.
Yeah, we should do that. He can talk about like the latter
he's
half.
Well, he's
and,
always
like,
welcome on
because the final episode of the animations is supposed to air any day now, basically. So
wait, is it
the
final episode?
From what we're currently don't understand, yeah, because there could be like one more after it, but we're getting to the end of things.
Oh,
it's that time to wrap up, because like just the last episode they were about to fight Colta, the next episode
yeah
they
but I'd assume
Colta.
Like the fight would be like an epic fight, so it'd be like cut over
you mean,
like
Lord
several
of Skulls
episodes
fight, but these are the animations, you know what an epic fight entails.
I know,
I
just
wanted
it to be epic.
But no, it's like, is it a shame that Merlin Mann and presumably Dum Dum Studios will not be working on the new thing? Yes, because I thoroughly did. I think he could have done a good job amidst better, a better method.
They had a lot of hindrances. And for what they did, they were able to pull off something that honestly is super admirable for the restraints they were given.
And Dum Dum's productions or studios, I'm not sure, their art style, I love it. And that's one of the things I actually do think as a negative. I do not like the art style that they are going with as much as I do the animation style.
I wouldn't say that. I do like the
animation
style.
I like
style
the new one better
it,
than
it's like a Borderlands
just straight up
style,
CGI.
The new one.
Right.
Yeah, I like
it's
it
like
better than like the Hero Factory style. But wait, I'm not sure I like it better than the Minog-esque kind of drawn style.
It's a new style, and I can appreciate
that's assuming,
new
assuming
styles.
That this is, assuming that this is the style they're going with, it may just be a concept image.
It's not like the new Scooby-Doo style that they've changed, and it looks absolutely awful, if you've seen that
like
yet.
Chuck E. Cheese, or like, you know, any of the new redesigns they always do from time to time.
Yeah.
It looks like the set, but it's like cell-shaded, basically.
Yeah,
and
it's shaded with lines,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like that form. I feel like that will be easier to render. I feel like that's where they're going with that. It'll be easier to do and to, you know, hopefully speed things up.
Yeah.
Basically, like
Telltale
art style.
Tahu's torso
if you've ever seen their
is so
games.
Contorted. But yeah, it does look like Telltale.
Now, do we honestly know if this is what the style they're going with? Or
no,
this is
the concept
art
they released.
Concept piece.
It's just that we haven't... It looks like it's 3D, though. It doesn't look like it was drawn. It looks like it was a model. And additionally, it also... it like it's the only promotional art released by Netflix for these upcoming shows, which, by the way, I'm super excited about, because I was telling LJ this, when they did the article, when they did the, like, all the Netflix shows are coming out, and they have, like, the Croods, and they have, like, you know, a lot of other shows, they only had the promotional art for Bionicle, the new one. So every single article that comes out with about these Netflix shows have Bionicle as the huge image title card thing, which is great, because this is reported on Variety, it's reported on The Hollywood Reporter, it's reported on, I think, like, the New York Times, Huffington Post, like, all these really big news outlets, and they all have Bionicle as the big image.
Yeah, they have Tahu at the front, which
I think
it's
pretty cool.
Hopefully people
recognize
who he is. I mean, it's easy for us to say that we recognize him because we've seen it, like, the transition, and also we're Bionicle fans, but it'd just prove how great the change, the transition between 2015 and the older ones, if older fans could recognize Tahu.
Exactly.
That'd be great if they can.
I just think this is gonna go over so well. It's like all the bad stuff about it, that's whatever. It's an improvement over what we have now, and this is gonna do wonders. I'm so excited for this.
I'm excited to see what's for
the brand.
Now I have to wonder if this flops. This is gonna be really funny to listen back on.
If it flops, then basically, you know, rip Bionicle.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Doomed to mediocrity along with Ultra Agents forever.
How much worse can it get than the movies? Much as I'm sure all of us like the movies to some extent, I think we can all agree that they were subpar.
Cheesy.
Really, really cheesy.
They had good production values, but as a movie, they were
You know, the more I'm thinking about it, Takuma's right. Even though the movie was, like, pretty, like, honestly speaking, objectively, it's not horrible, but it's not that great. But we all remember it fondly because we were kids when we watched it.
They were pretty much par for the course for a direct-to-DVD release.
Right. So maybe with Netflix, the same thing will happen, that kids will watch it because kids are on Netflix, like, all the freaking time. I have friends, all my little kids, little siblings.
The point I was really making is that it can almost only get better than what they were doing before with the old run. That was my point, but continue.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's also like, the kids will still watch it. They'll still be entertained by it. That's not going to be a...
This is true.
And
kids are entertained.
They might remember it fondly enough for the next show. I'm just like, I'm really hoping Netflix is huge because they are a story company. And I made this top 10s list, and one of the lines I put in there is that, like, we've said before, Lego doesn't sell stories. They sell toys. But you know who does sell stories? Netflix.
Yep.
And Netflix's whole job is to, you know, I feel like part of the thing with the budget they have for Bionicle last year is being subsidized by Netflix. Because generally when Netflix partners with another company, they fund part of that production too. Because it's part of their own original content appealing only on their platform. It's not going to appear anywhere else.
I do so believe.
From the catalog, it said Netflix and other channels. So.
Right. So,
Must be, is it? It's either a catch-all banner, or they do plan on putting it in other channels. I guess I'll have to wait
and
see.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I guess they could put it on Cartoon Network as well. I don't know if House of Cards or any of the, like, I don't know. Daredevil isn't going to show anywhere, though, anytime soon.
No, it's so. Not. It's funny. I just associate Daredevil with Netflix so much. Like, people always talk about how dark and gritty the Daredevil is. I think a Netflix production, I now think, I have this mental image, like, whenever someone's just like a Netflix original. It's like, Bionicle.
Goodness.
Super dark and gritty.
It would be cool. I don't know if it would sell a lot of toys,
but
that'd be great.
It's going to be like Tahu. He's sitting there. He's having, like, a punch-out fight with Kopaka. They're both caked in blood and mud, and it's raining. And
blood? I guess... We still don't know what the organic to mechanical ratio is for the new generation.
Not as far as I'm aware.
But the other thing too is that, like, if you look at big kids TV shows right now, then, like, the most in popularity and in viewership, Adventure Time, Steven Universe, Gravity Falls, all of them are smartly written shows. They have overarching plots. They have all sorts of, like, you know, great stuff to them, and they're very critically acclaimed. Same with Avatar: The Last Airbender and Legend of Korra. So right now they have this whole treatment of shows up to look up to that are doing really well that have everything that we want to see in Bionicle. And that's really cool. That TV, like, the Nostalgia Critic did this thing recently where he's like, are kids' shows now better than they ever were before? And the consensus is yes. Because, like, there's so many of them. Before, you had, like, one show come along. You had, like, Batman. Yeah, Batman, the animated series, fantastic. And then that stopped, and then you had, like, Gargoyles, and you had Justice League, and you had, like, Spectacular Spider-Man, Avatar, Young Justice, Legend of Korra. But now you have a lot of shows nowadays that are running, and they're really smart. And they even sell toys, too.
I feel like before, just like how movies, when they were first made, I feel like it was more difficult to make movies, like back in the early 90s, just because it was a new thing. Same with animation, it's like, you had to have a studio to make animation back in, like, during the old Disney movies. So now, as it's, like, changed to digital, more people can do it, and same with movies, there's so many, like indie movies now, and, like, indie has just grown. Like, excessively since, like, the 2000s or whatever. Like,
okay, Viper.
It's all more accessible.
Of course he
has.
Yeah,
it's more accessible.
Well, I mean, it's... Yeah, because the internet. Good grief. That was a
freaky
face.
I think I missed something.
Yeah. Because of the internet, basically. Because the entry level for being a filmmaker now is this. Before, you had to have thousands of dollars and tons of equipment, and you had to invest, and you had to go to film school to get and to even think it's about doing anything. Yeah. A student.
What is it?
Now,
he's
kids
holding
have
up
this.
A camera. Yeah, is holding up a phone.
I'm holding up my phone.
It's the new
I'm sorry,
iPhone
I can't.
Where you can film stuff in 4K.
I know. I forgot it too.
We should have really
new,
said
the
something.
New entry level is podcasting.
That's what we did. You know, that's how we started. Right now, you just need a phone, and you can go out and, like, start filming something. You can start to become a filmmaker, and you can put your films up online and distribute them.
Man.
Which makes the market more saturated. I'm sorry, LJ, continue.
No, it's cool. Kahi, when you held that up and said, is this? We really should have all jumped in there instead of random objects like, it's this! Oh, a cucumber! Of course! It makes so much sense!
Banana, yeah.
It's lost.
Would you peel a banana?
Yes, I
don't
would!
Peel a car!
Oh, that was a question on the message board. Somebody asked me if I'd peel a car, and then they posted an image of a car that was quite literally a banana with wheels, and asked if
That's
I'd peel
awesome.
That.
That should be your future car.
Mm.
Didn't you say something stupid
from?
In an episode?
What's that from?
It's from Richard Scarry.
Yes.
Isn't it? It's from Richard Scarry. Yeah,
Richard
yeah.
Richard Scarry.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that banana
Richard
car.
Richard Scarry.
Oh.
Too scary for me.
Richard Scarry or Richard Scarry?
What was the worm's name? The one that actually rode in the banana car?
I remember the worm. I don't remember his name, though. I think he was just wormy.
I don't remember any of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've gone completely off course. We're expecting
not
some
bad
turbulence.
As, not
this
as
is your
TV
captain
talks
speaking. We have gone completely off course from the TGV podcast.
Wait, what happened
to
about technology?
It was like, Kai wanted to do like a segue, and they waited like 10 minutes, and then Var had to do this really bootleg segue.
What is it with you people and segues?
Because
Viper
killed it, like, immediately from the get-go. I was just about to lead into my life, and then Viper's like, I'm having all this trouble, and then we had to go through Viper's trouble.
You forget
to say,
they
started talking about, like,
under
the
bus. That you asked how my life was. And
I meant you to say that it was fine. I didn't actually meant you to go into like a whole therapy session about your computer troubles.
Well, I tried to be like,
great.
I'm fine, but there was just a silence which suggested you wanted me to go into further detail, in which I was like, okay.
They were talking about like nature and the Dead Sea.
What?
And then Var chimed in and was like, you know what, it says something like, I forget exactly, you know what kills nature? Technology.
we all started laughing. That was so.
No, Var started laughing. You started seething. You're like, if you were any other member of this company.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was like, oh my god. All right.
But
anyhow, back to
Bionicle
what we're talking
Netflix
about. Back
show,
to Bionicle.
Journey to One. It's great.
Journey to One, Greg.
Okay. So,
you know what I'm excited for about this?
What?
More than one
what?
Voice.
Oh yeah, that reminds
yes.
me. Come on.
I agree with you.
Lego, listen to me. I can do it. I can be Leewa. I can hear me out.
Do your best Leewa impression.
Like new, well, okay.
You can be Bing Zack.
I don't know.
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to be Bing Zack. Second of all, I can be new Leewa.
You're like, I just need to like have that voice
give us,
that's like
give us your best voice acting impression.
You can be the jungle beast that just makes weird noises like, nah!
I can do that though. I can totally like all like I need Bradley to do Baker. All I need to do to perfect Liwa, like the new Liwa, is to wake up. I just need to go to sleep, have a great night's sleep, wake up, what, have a microphone up, in my face. No, 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 no. Wait, wait, what did you say?
Wake up, John.
Wake up, Johnson.
Wake up, John.
But yeah, and it's just like, I just need to go,
you're too slow, Kopaka.
I thought you were going to sneeze then.
I thought
you're
you were
too slow, Kopaka. Anyway, LJ, you going to try a Leeway impression, or are you too much of a chump?
Okay.
Can you not do?
Why, of course I'm going to try.
But you're all looking at me.
That is, that's what happens. People in a recording booth will be looking
LJ,
at you too.
When you're in a recording booth, they're all looking at you.
Yeah, yeah, but they're at least, you see, at least at with you. Them, I don't know them. So.
Have so you ever they can seen laugh Mrs. about Doubtfire you behind your back. When they're all
exactly.
standing in that booth with cigarettes, like.
Why would I ever? Why would I ever be in a recording booth with cigarettes?
Because you want to be a no. I mean, like
job?
The guys on the other side of the glass are with like cigarettes. They're like, "Do you think promoting cigarettes to children is bad?" And they're just sat there like, "I don't know, no." It's biased-y, like
biased-y.
Maybe.
Biased-y.
Yes, that's
bias.
Definitely a word.
It's like beastie biased.
you're too smoky, Viper.
But nah, totally. Come on, Lego. I'm right here.
No,
I can do it.
No,
let's
no,
give
no,
Liwa
no.
a new image, a peppier image.
They give
peppier
you someone
image.
Like instead of just to troll you.
Like, let's get Liwa to go back to the old Liwa instead of stinking.
You're too.
You mean
slow.
Mask of Light, Liwa.
What now?
You mean Mask of Light, Liwa?
No,
the
not
hip,
Mask of
the
Light.
Native
Liwa.
American. Guy?
That's old Liwa.
Yeah, the guy who always got beaten up.
That's literally the only time Liwa's been voiced.
You know, not to mention it, yeah, you're right. In that case, let's give Liwa
Meso,
a completely
which role would you
image.
Play?
I would play Umarak the Hunter.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
We
you
don't
wouldn't
know anything about him. How can you say that?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll make him in my own
Meso
image.
Meso would be one of the protectors, I think.
What if,
he'd be the one that gets lost.
What if Umarak's
I'll
a
be
woman?
Nilku.
No, he'd be lost.
That I won't be Umarak.
How are you going to do that, Meso?
Yes, lost!
Oh my gosh.
He like comes out, he makes his entrance, right. Like,
let's,
how's
let's have
it
a
going?
Lost impression.
I don't know how spiders sound. They just do growl.
You know how spiders in my house sound? Squish.
How do they sound? Well done.
Must be
well, actually, they make spiders actually make clicking noises. And then they like, they use their fangs to make clicking noises.
Yes, Meso, that
creepy.
Was... so lossy.
I remember LJ used to do a really bootleg click impression.
Oh, I remember that. That was so terrible. Let's not redo that again
that
in the podcast.
That click impression was absolutely fantastic.
Let's instead, go back to, what were we talking about? What were we talking about before?
What was
we
talking about?
One voice.
One
voice
yes.
in Bionicle.
It's
going to
be interesting hearing
it.
Them casted. If, well, what if they don't do that?
What if they don't have any voices at all? It's actually just like a mute...
That I
oh
would
gosh,
actually be okay with.
White,
I would,
like
I would enjoy that.
That
oh
yeah.
my goodness, yeah. It's an old silent movie.
Yeah, like Wall-E. Actually, like the first half of Wall-E, when they're like just, there's no dialogue in it. There's literally just noises.
No, I like
well,
actually,
enjoy
I
that.
I actually kind of like that first half of Wall-E.
I
like
the sound
half
of dialogue, but it ends up distracting sometimes and makes it like all you can think about. Like for me, Mask of Light, LJ, like, oh. I wasn't too crazy on Liwa's voice, and then me with Legend of Metronui, I kind of hated everybody's voice. And then in Bionicle 2015, voices, it's distracting. If you don't have any voices, you know, you never complained about voices in Minog or the Bo-Rock animations, because they weren't needed.
It's.
But, I mean, like, they to be fair, they weren't a TV show.
Well, here's what I'm wondering. So
you
they're
couldn't
doing...
do Minog if you were blind.
They were doing a thing, too, where they announced the... You guys know what that movie, The Croods? Is
yes.
with that prehistoric
I know of it.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
I'm aware that
it right.
exists.
Right. So they're doing a TV show. They announced it with Bionicle. They're one of the other projects they're doing is a TV show based off that franchise. So what
right.
I'm wondering is Emma Stone if is
Emma
Stone if is Emma Stone going to reprise her role as what's her name from that show for this TV show? Or
is
are they
going
to looking forward to seeing her portrayal?
I don't
what's
know what show you're talking about still.
The Croods.
It's the it's just a movie that came out. Basically, it's a bunch of Emma Stone is an
family.
Emma Stone's an A-list actor, right? If they can get her as a voice actor for this TV show, then we know what kind of budget they're working with when it comes
Emma
to the
Stone
show.
Emma Stone as Gali.
Right. We don't know. Oh, I mean, man. I don't think we necessarily need celebrity voices in Bionicle, but
no.
But we need good voice actors, and it would be nice to have a celebrity voice attached, because people would be like, oh, I didn't know that, you know, Liam Neeson was in this, or like...
Troy Baker as Tahu.
Listen, Liam Neeson would be awesome Bionicle. I don't care what he does.
Nolan North as Pohatu. Nolan North as Tahu.
There we go.
Peter Dinklage as Onuma.
No! No! We are done with Peter Dinklage and things! He is not a good voice! I didn't say he wasn't a good actor. I said he wasn't a good voice actor.
I know, he is a great voice actor. You have not seen Game of Thrones.
But I've played Destiny!
What happened in Destiny?
No,
well,
listen,
Destiny
they,
was just...
Destiny, they gave him a direction. You can see
that
Christopher... Oh, not Christopher. Nolan North. Nolan North has the same type of delivery. He does it better because he's the same type of voice... He's a better voice actor than Peter Dinklage. Yes. But Peter Dinklage is not a bad voice actor. Destiny stilted him. They gave him the direction to do that boring, dry take. Yeah. He is a fantastic voice actor.
I
will show you after this episode, during the after show, I will show you a scene from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay? I didn't even recognize Peter Dinklage's voice.
I will show you. I will show you a scene, and you will tell me later if you felt like he might be a good voice actor.
It was only the inflections
which
I noticed it was his voice.
If you subscribe to Vessel right now, you will see the results of this.
Fine.
Wow.
But still, I think celebrity voices are an alright deal, especially if they cast that Elja Johnson guy as Leewa. But I'm just saying...
Celebrity voices.
You call yourself a celebrity.
We are like... We're Z-list celebrities. So we'd be a letter of the alphabet. We are like question mark celebrities. We're not even on
the alphabet.
You're
so much of a celebrity. Two people came to a park to meet you. Two people, and you didn't meet them.
He blew off two fans. Maybe he is a celebrity after all.
Hey, now we're thinking.
Can you imagine Nathan Fillion went to some place and one guy showed up?
That one guy would be me, of course. Nathan Fillion. Nathan
Who?
Fillion as Leewa. Okay, I'd accept that.
Pohatu, Nathan Fillion as Pohatu.
That's the one person you would accept to replace you.
As Pohatu.
Oh, yeah. No, that's better. That's way better. Oh, that's
a good discussion. I can't think of any voice actors, honestly.
Adam Baldwin as Tahu.
Adam Baldwin?
Yeah.
No. It should be someone a bit more like Michael Fassbender.
I don't know who that is.
I feel
he's
his voice
Magneto
isn't like
from the X-Men, the new X-Men, the younger guy. He's Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I feel his voice isn't like bassy enough for Tahu. Like I never heard his voice in like in a bassy kind of style. So. Maybe he's just not.
All right.
It's because he dropped it.
I always imagine Tahu having a very like deep bassy voice. Like...
Scarlett Johansson as Gali.
I thought you said Scarlett Johansson as Tahu.
Yeah.
I like her voice. I heard her in the. I heard her in the Jungle Book trailer, and I felt that voice is really good.
Yeah, I feel she
Have
can do a really smooth and fluid voice that
she can do a good Gali.
Who?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, like
I feel like it.
This show is gonna be great.
I wouldn't hype yourself too much because we still haven't heard any dialogue.
We don't know. We don't know what's gonna be.
The animation.
Once we see the trailer, once there's a trailer, there's a trailer for Daredevil. There's a trailer for House of Cards. There's a trailer for Beast of No Nation.
Ooh, House of Cards.
Well, give the Beast a nation. Send to America. It'd be free.
At this point, I am more excited for this show that we know almost nothing about than I am for Star Wars.
Whoa.
Honestly, I'm not that... No, I agree.
No,
I'm not that excited for Star Wars either.
I'm...
I mean, I agree.
Because I've
seen the movie.
The trailer for Star Wars. I know what to expect. I don't know what to expect from...
Maybe that's the whole thing.
It's
like that Jaws effect in the movie Jaws. Like you
I know exactly. Well, look, it's all about predictability. I know. I don't know what to expect from Bionicle, but I know exactly what to expect from Star Wars. Cliches, bad aim.
Oh my gosh.
Pew pew. and overdramatic dialogue.
So how do you know how to expect Star Wars? You've not seen a good Star Wars movie.
I watched the trailer.
You've watched the trailer.
Oh yeah, and forced nostalgic pandering.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Nostalgic pandering. How about you go commit suicide right now? Just take a sword like a samurai and
go
just like,
kill yourself.
Take a lightsaber.
Lightsaber, yes.
Yeah, no. We're gonna take the lightsaber, we're gonna put it on the ground. There's no shame in this death.
Yeah, drop a good death. Fall on your own lightsaber.
Okay, well, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. What else has been going on?
That's basically it.
Yeah, we haven't really got much news regarding Bionicle, so...
Yeah, everybody's kind of waiting for the last animation.
Yeah, we're waiting for the last episode. I would have thought it would have been out by this week, but...
Q1 2016. That is anywhere from... I'd like to say January to like April, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could
quarter one, and it would be January to March, wouldn't it?
It could debut as late as April. Does anyone know where Daredevil premiered?
It was around April, February when it debuted.
April,
so I remember
February.
Being
yeah,
like,
I
can't watch it.
April 10th.
April 10th. Yeah. So I guess maybe around March-ish, we could shorten Q1 to be like from January to March. But even still, it could be quite a while. We could have a trailer done by that time. We could have some stuff, you know, developed by that time. Who knows? But I am tentatively excited because Netflix doesn't have any of the restrictions that other studios have. We see this with Daredevil. We see this with House of Cards. The way they do things is very different. Now, I don't know who's producing this show, and that might be something. And I also don't
know
what restrictions LEGO, the corporate, is going to put on the Bionicle the show.
I'm sure there will be many restrictions.
I'm just like, look, you've seen Ninjago pay off. You've seen the LEGO movie pay off. Take a risk of Bionicle. You have the means to right here.
It would be great.
No guarantee.
Of course.
I was just going to make a joke, so it's not worth the ego.
Okay. There's no guarantee that Bionicle, the show, will take off and be successful, because there have been other ventures that haven't been quite so successful. Atlantis, Clutch Powers, Chima, for a recent example.
Listen, you have to realize, too,
Atlantis never got a show. Atlantis got a one special. Atlantis probably did about as well as it was expected. Clutch Powers, didn't they get a sequel?
Movie? No, Clutch Powers is a movie, and I don't think it ever got a sequel. I don't believe
so. No, it didn't, but there was supposed to be, like... I get the feeling there was supposed to be a trilogy.
Yeah, and it just didn't do well enough to do that.
Knowing Clutch Powers...
It was amazing.
Knowing Clutch Powers is kind of... These guys... I've seen Clutch Powers. You've seen Clutch Powers. I don't think these three have.
We haven't seen Clutch Powers. We should do a thing with Clutch Powers.
Skelly and Bones? They're, like, the best characters.
hey, Marty! Now, what we should, like... The other thing, too, is that you have to realize the reason why all these did kind of bad is because they're missing what the other two did well.
Me.
Good plot, smart writing, overarching, like, complex characters, and all the stuff that should go into Bionicle. So, the LEGO movie did really well because it was so sharply written. It was, like, it was such a smart, funny movie. And it had, like, this adult-appealing humor to it that wasn't, like, immature. It wasn't immature humor that was adult. Like,
I'd
you know,
say
DreamWorks
LEGO movie,
does this a lot with, like, Shrek, where it's like, oh, you know, we reference this, so we're edgy and adult. The LEGO movie was actually clever.
I'd say the LEGO movie, like, was more appealing because it was creative more than, like, its writing. Because I went to watch it with my dad. No, this is a serious, like, thing I'm going to say. I went to watch it with my dad, and he knows what Legos are. He actually likes Lego, and he said he preferred the actual aesthetic style than the actual writing. Like, that's
It was.
I
was
kind of
surprising.
Agree with him, but it was funny writing. It wasn't like bad writing, but I wouldn't say it was like super amazing writing. Not
then you're fired.
Like overdue.
I would
fine,
say that
fine.
It was
I'm
one of the smartest.
My opinion.
Okay, yes,
then.
You are.
I agree with Viper.
Then you're all fired.
I liked it a lot. I felt like they're able to cram so many like multi-layered jokes into it. That like you're just one off things. So like he's listing all the stuff that the company creates. He's like, food, coffee, cars, education, textbooks, voting machines. They're great. It's like, that's such a great joke. That's such like an actual, you know,
the jokes
joke
are aware of like the human world, basically, just like
they
everything that goes
humans.
On, and then the culture and things like that. Like when Mr. Business has all those artifacts, like the polished nail.
Great moment.
Yeah, in which he robs the guy. Like, I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But basically,
it's been out for like a year and a half.
He rubs off the good cop face. That's what I'm.
I didn't know that.
What? Yeah. Sorry, spoilers.
How could you spoil it for me?
We can bleep it out in post, LJ.
Okay. Wait, that's not going to help
yeah,
me.
Yeah, if you hate my pin so much, why don't you just bleep it all out, huh?
We should do that. Imagine, yeah. Like, we should do an unnecessary
everyone,
censorship.
I'm Mesnack. I'm LJ.
Of the TTV
I'm
podcast.
Kai.
Bleep!
Bleep!
Still sick.
Okay. So what else was on our agenda, if anything? Anything interesting been happening, guys?
Well, I became Vezok.
You did cosplay as Vezok.
Yeah, totally.
What
you mean you got acne?
What?
Whoa, nice.
Oh my god!
I got it.
Oh my god!
Brutal.
Burn.
I was making a reference to the ugliest Paraka topic on the TTV message boards when they said Vezok looked like.
Call back.
Oh no! Don't explain it. Don't explain it. Don't explain it because your original joke was already a huge burn as it is, and now
okay,
you're
blood
well, yeah. No, I was talking about that commercial with Vezok where he rides the mechanical bull.
Oh,
I did
right,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, no, I went to this place and they had a mechanical bull and my younger brother's like, I'm gonna do that. And so he does that and he lasts for 50 seconds.
He gets thrown off.
he lasts 50 seconds. He gets chucked off. He walks over to the group of folks that I'm part of. He's like, anyone else want to do that? Come on, bring it on. And I sit there. I look. Everyone turns to look at me because no one else wanted to do it. I sit there and I look at him. I look at the machine. And I, like, chucked down my hat, and everyone's like, ooh, he got serious. I waltz on over, I sign the waiver, and I stink and ride that darn thing for a minute and 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. You rode it for a minute and 20 seconds? You rode that darn thing?
No, I'm gonna, that tears it, I'm gonna cosplay as Zach Tan by posing in front of a mirror and then cutting up a fly.
I think.
But speaking of the bull, I went on one as well once, and I got thrown off almost immediately. I was like, I was not expecting it. I was just like, I'm ready. Whoosh, got flown straight off immediately.
Nah. See, Speeder had this weird technique. Like, he just let himself slide back and forth.
Yeah.
But what I did, I saw what he was doing wrong. I used my arm, I braced my arm, and I used it as a point of leverage. So I didn't slide everywhere. And I could just stay there for as long as I wanted. So.
I didn't like support myself well enough, and when the bull went forward, I smacked my face on the.
Ha! Nope.
Oh boy.
It was just like doing like that. There was like, ooh.
You know, there was a state fair here recently. DuQuoin State Fair, and we went to like a bull riding, like an actual bull riding thing, and it was actually really unimpressive. They had a prize, and nobody won, I don't think, because like everybody kept getting thrown off in like the first couple seconds.
Bulls are scary animals. Like I get scared of cows because they're massive, but bulls, they've got freaking horns on them, and they're more likely to be temperamental because. You know, territorial stuff.
I had a stare down.
I wasn't. I used to not be scared of cows, and then went to your mom's house one day, and now I'm scared.
Okay, first of all,
you live on a farm.
First of all, nice try.
I didn't know you lived on a farm.
Leave that to Var, okay?
Yeah, leave it to the professionals.
Leave it to the professionals.
I had a stare down with a bull once.
Really?
What was it like?
Did you gaze into its eyes?
No, the bull was alive, and it was yelling at me. It was really angry at me because I was near it. And I stood there, and I glared at it in the eye.
Can't blame him.
I would be mad at you, too, if you were near me.
I'd be mad if you were near me.
Well, I'd be offended if I
looked at you. LJ Bashathon.
Ouch.
I swear, you know, bulls are very susceptible to charging, so it probably wasn't a good idea, but I did it anyway, and I won.
And then you'd cosplay as Raynak.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yep.
Running the Paraka Gambit today.
and I don't like it.
Oh, so hey, I guess there is something new. I'm gonna... The contest will be over by the time this episode comes out, so either I will have won those tickets to New York Comic Con, or I won't have, and I'll have to spend so much money.
Do you have any clue how you're doing?
I'm just the last time I was there, I was about 10 votes behind. So I need at least 10 people to do it. I have some more friends. I'm going to do like some stuff with Tumblr, and I have another friend who's big with some other fandoms, and she's going to try to help me out by spreading it there too. And we'll see how it goes coming up this last day going into New York Comic Con. But I mean, generally speaking, I probably will be there for Thursday, definitely. I'll buy tickets if I'm not able to get there, but it would help me out a lot, because if I do that, I'm not able to go Friday, and I'm also not able to buy any merchandise, which would be really nice at Comic Con. But I'm gonna go there. I'm definitely gonna do videos this time, because I have a really nice iPhone. I'm gonna go see the Lego people. There's a lot of different panels going on there. Artist Alley. I'm gonna see if I can get some big name comic artists. I'm gonna pay some money and have them do commissions of some Bionicle characters. That's my new plan.
Okay, phew. Well, I was afraid you're gonna say I'm gonna have them do some commissions of me.
Well, so, I mean,
oh,
you know,
holy
it would
granola.
Probably be me as a Bionicle character. Maybe.
Okay, that's at least better.
But I mean, like, you know, so like we can see, you know, I don't know how many big name artists everybody knows, but the people that'll be there at Comic Con, I follow a lot of artists on like Tumblr and DeviantArt and stuff, so I'm gonna go find them and do like a little like pencil commission. It'll be like $20, and I'll post all that stuff, or maybe post videos of them drawing it, you know, on the channel. We'll see how that goes. Might be cool.
Did Stuart Sager ever go to like any Comic Cons, or was that last year that I'm thinking of? He went to like Salt Lake last year or something.
Okay, first of all, if he did, I would have known. Second of all, I'm gonna translate you. Have him just act in again.
Yeah, there you go.
More.
You should draw. You should have him draw a picture of like yourself getting an autograph. From Zach Tan.
That would be cool. I could.
That'd be a great image to have.
I would be so amazed if that was like that ever happened. But yeah. I can't even go to London Comic Con, let alone somewhere across the sea.
Why can't you go?
So,
yeah. She's a pleb.
Ouch!
You should go to London Comic Con.
Offended.
Good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You should go to London Comic Con.
I was supposed to go about this time of year, but I can't afford it, and I was going
to
cosplay as somebody, but that fell through because, like, you know, I need to, like, get physically, like, healthy to get into the role. Otherwise, it would just be, like, I was going to dress up as Sylvanas, basically, and she, like, has, like, a stomach showing. So
who?
Sylvanas from World of Warcraft.
I don't know who that is. Mm.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't. That's me and my normal friends when I talk about Bionicle. I'm like, oh yeah, Bionicle. They're like, what's Bionicle? Oh, well, they know what Bionicle
World of Warcraft?
Is.
You play WoW? You play WoW?
Yes. Well, I used to. I don't play it anymore.
We got a new Envy,
guys! Yeah! Viper is truly the new main.
You are a dork. You are.
Which is funny because I was
says
just
the
kids reading
on the Bionicle channel.
I was just reading one of the posts in our message board, and it says that this person said that they thought of me as the new Envy for some reason.
No, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
because Envy was always like wanting us to do role playing stuff too, but he didn't have the. And he wanted us to get into WoW, and like he got us into Dota and all that stuff. He was really big into Dota. Were you here when he was around?
We played Dota together.
Oh. Okay, yeah, exactly. So yeah, you know how that was. So that makes sense from that perspective. Oh, dude, Ruby Volume 3 is going to be there.
That's going to be an MICC, but will that be at Thursday?
Yes, the panel is there on Thursday.
Man, okay, so that's
and,
on the Thursday is the day to go.
I actually got into a Periscope session. Barbara had a Periscope thing, and she confirmed that they are planning to do a meetup on on Saturday. So I might be there for that. I might be leaving Saturday too. I don't know. We'll see if I'm able to meet with some Rooster Teeth people, get some stuff. But yeah, I want to go drop by the Rooster Teeth booth and say
if
hi.
If you can win those tickets, that would be the best.
Actually, take a picture of Barbara because she was the one. She was some of the Ruby person I didn't get to say hi to or get a picture with.
Yeah, I'm sure she's healthier for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I got a photo of Monty. I'm very glad that I was able to wake that up.
Yeah, that was really
nice.
That's great. Rip Monty. That's sad.
Monty, thanks, Viper.
Well, hey, I'm rest just getting the cat out of the bag here.
All right.
Okay. Like, first of all, leave the cat in the bag. You let the cat out of the bag, it'll meow in your room all day.
The term is elephant out of the room.
No, I've heard cat.
Well, I mean, cat the cat could also
see,
work.
The proper term is let's get the elephant out of the room.
The cat
or
the
let's
bag.
Let's
term
address
the cats are just
let's
like,
address
let's
the elephant in the room.
Okay,
listen. The proper term is cats are garbage.
Oh my goodness.
Here's how it originated. A long time ago, when people bought pigs, they used to put them in bags. All right, you would put the pig in the bag, you would take it home to your farmhouse, and then you would unwrap and see the pig.
Tell me more.
But sometimes people would cheat, and the secret was they put a cat in the bag instead of a pig. So you would think that you had bought a pig, and then you go home from the market, and you'd open it up, and it was a cat. So you let the cat out of the bag when you uncovered a secret.
Right, fair
so
enough.
So did you just say...
Did
bought.
This mostly happen in Asia, and they decided, well, we gotta have dinner anyway? Is that how this whole started?
Oh, no!
Listen, do you know dogs
okay,
were created
room,
to be
then.
Eaten at first? Dogs were domesticated so that they'd be easier to eat. They were wolves, and they needed, like, a ready food source, so they domesticated wolves. So they could eat them.
All right,
I do
so
remember
I think
a story of a woman who was, like, in China or Japan or something, and she went to a pet store, and there was a bunch of dogs in the window, and she's like, oh, I want that puppy. So she's like, okay. So they go, they get it, and a few minutes later, they come out with a brown paper-wrapped hunk of meat.
Well, this, you know, I mean, you joke about it, but you can go into Chinese markets, and you can see, like, a wrap, like, a circle... And it's like a wrapped piece of meat, like a tortilla, but it has a dog's face, like pushing it and like smacking.
Well, it's no, like... it's no different to South America where they cook guinea pigs.
All right, so real fast before we continue on, Messa,
I
think
feel
it's
like you
time.
Get much meat from those.
We need to transition into the after show.
Yeah,
this
I think it's
show.
About time.
Yeah,
that.
Agreed. All right, thank you very much for listening to TTV episode 163, and all the usual plugs from the beginning. I'll say it one more time in brief. Check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/TTV channel for early access and better content all around. It is a fantastic service. Hope you enjoy. And we'll see you all next week for the next exciting episode of the TTV podcast. I'm Mesamek.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuba.
And goodbye, everybody.